The official resolution took less than 4 minutes of the Anchorage Assembly's regular session. It concluded a legal disagreement that began last April when the ACLU filed a suit saying the city's new ordinance directed against illegal campsites was unconstitutional. The suit stemmed from the experience of camper Dale Engel. After the city seized and then destroyed his personal belongings, including documentation of his military service and honorable discharge. The ACLU said the municipality had not given sufficient time of the seizure possibility, nor did the city protect, in other words, store, his property once it had taken it. The court agreed with the ACLU. And when the city tried another ordinance with a slightly longer notice but still no protection of property, the ACLU continued its suit and won again. Before this week's assembly vote, ACLU attorney Jeffrey Mittman said the new version removed his organization's concerns.
We've reviewed it, and I want to say it's really very careful. It's complete, it really addresses the issue in its entirety, and we hope, having addressed the constitutional issues, that the municipality can now go forward and deal with the social issues, and we are hopeful that we can work with the municipality on that.
Under the ordinance, the municipality can give 3 days' notice before removing a campsite and taking the property, but it would then be stored for 30 days. Or they can give 15 days' notice and immediately destroy any property seized. The assembly has also approved $250,000 to renovate a warehouse for storage of campers' property. Besides Mittman, two others spoke at the public hearing. Ronald Jordan with the Taku Community Council said a full-scale campaign threatening to seize campers' personal belongings was likely to produce little more than migrations from neighborhood to neighborhood.
The people could pick up and move a quarter mile down the trail and start all over again. I'm concerned about the city resources in this, how it's handled, how the whatever rehab is available to these people as they proceed on. There is no silver bullet answer to this, but this is not the end-all answer for an abatement problem.
Assemblymember Pat Flynn represents downtown and adjacent neighborhoods. It's a district where several such camps have long existed. He responded to Jordan by saying he's aware that this ordinance is only a partial response to the problem of the homeless suffering from chronic inebriation and substance abuse.
I volunteer with the United Way to raise money to address some of the very issues that have been identified. And when we go to Juneau, we advocate for funding for programs that can help people get sober, get training, become productive members of society again. All those efforts need to be continued and redoubled, in fact, as we move forward to this. I think the legislation is very good. I just wish it hadn't cost us $90,000 to get it. Urge approval.
The $95,000 refers to the legal expenses stemming from the municipality's unsuccessful battle with the ACLU over the constitutionality of earlier ordinance attempts. The illegal campsite and seizure ordinance takes effect immediately. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler said in a Friday phone conversation that Mayor Dan Sullivan would like to begin enforcement as soon as possible. With the storage facility not ready yet, that would mean the city would use the 15-day notification option. Wheeler said even that would require advance preparation, specifically planning time for the various agencies and organizations that could offer campers advice and assistance with their personal problems. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.